From Tidbits on June 1st, 2015, this is How to Throttle iCloud Photo Library Uploads by Adam C. Angst. In networking terms, throttle means to control the flow of data, but the more colloquial use of the word is also entirely appropriate when it comes to how Photos for Mac performs uploads to iCloud Photo Library. Apple's new service for centralizing your photo library in iCloud has caused untold frustration with how it can monopolize your internet connection, transferring photos to iCloud as fast as it can, to the detriment of all other network traffic. This may not affect everyone, but it's certainly widespread. My internet connection runs at 30 megabits down and 5 megabits up, and when I turned on iCloud Photo Library for the first time, photos completely destroyed internet performance for every device in the house. Web pages loaded slowly, Google Hangouts struggled, Netflix buffered repeatedly, RDO stuttered, and even Dark Sky on the iPhone timed out getting climate data. I had to promise to pause syncing whenever Tristan needed to do homework, which is whenever he's home, it seems, and it was clearly something that couldn't run during our work days. Happily, our old friend Will Mail, remember emailer and letter rip? That's Will, came up with a solution that at least some people will be able to avail themselves of. Given how long it will take to upload a decent-sized photo library, you could be doing that every morning and night for days or weeks. And no, I have no idea what Photos thinks is happening when it says adding X items after you click resume. It goes back to uploading shortly thereafter. Will's solution revolves around Network Link Conditioner, a preference pane Apple provides to developers to test their apps under simulated poor network conditions. An iPhone app, for instance, has to work properly even if the cellular data connection provides only a few hundred kilobits per second. To get Network Link Conditioner, you need a free Apple developer account. Assuming you have that, the next step is to download the hardware I/O tools for Xcode. You likely want the most recent release. After downloading, open the hardware I/O tools disk image and double-click networklinkconditioner.prefpane to install it in System Preferences. If you don't have or want an Apple developer account, Tidbits reader David Schaefer alerted me to the fact that you can download the free Onyx utility and install Network Link Conditioner from the Parameters/MISC tab. Once Network Link Conditioner is open, click Manage Profiles, click the plus button to create a new profile, and give it a name. For downlink bandwidth, we'll recommend setting the limit to something near your connection's maximum throughput. For uplink bandwidth, you found that 70% of your upload throughput worked well. Feel free to experiment with other numbers. You want them as high as possible without letting photos impact the performance of other network apps. In this case, I've set my downlink to 20 megabits, leaving 10 megabits of overhead, and uplink to 3,500 kilobits per second. You can't use fractional numbers like 3.5 megabits. That's 70% of my 5 megabits uplink bandwidth. Don't change any other settings since they simulate errors. Click OK, and if necessary, choose your profile from the Profile pop-up menu. As long as the switch in the Network Link Conditioner preference pane is on, your max bandwidth, and thus what photos can do to your internet connection in general, will be throttled. When it's enabled, Network Link Conditioner puts an icon in your menu bar. You can deactivate throttling from that menu as well. Finally, Network Link Conditioner turns itself off automatically when you restart your Mac, so make sure to enable it again if you have to restart before your photo sync is done. Once Photos finishes uploading to iCloud Photo Library, you should turn off Network Link Conditioner. But I recommend leaving it installed, because if you import a lot of new shots into Photos, it very well may take over your internet connection again, necessitating a return to the Network Link Conditioner preference pane to rein in that unruly upload. Better yet, we can hope Apple will update Photos to be friendlier. Apps like Dropbox and CrashPlan upload constantly in the background on all my Macs with no noticeable impact on overall performance. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Automatic. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and a review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.